Thank you. Okay, let's go ahead and start then. How was the third Midland? Kind of debatable, huh? You can use a different color pen. Let's look at part one, multiple choice, number one. I'll read the answers. If you have a question about it, you can go ahead and ask me. Number one, which of the following is true concerning the time element of the vision God gave John in Revelation 4 and 5? That should be actually E, is that right? The time element is specific just after the rapture. Number one is E. Number two, what is the literal meaning of the phrase, the throne was set? C, was being set. Was being set. Number two is C. He's playing golf up on the roof. Number three, what truth is shown by the literal meaning of the phrase, the throne was set? C, God's throne is in the process of being established during that time. Not that God isn't on the throne, he's on the throne at all times, but at various times in history, he's advancing and establishing his kingdom, and that's what we see there. So number three would be C. And number four, in Revelation 4:3, he that sat on the throne was to look upon like a jasper and sardine stone. What does the color of the jasper stone typify? What would that be? Okay, B. So number four is B, royalty. Number five, what does the color of the sardine stone typify? How about that one? C. Yes. C is salvation. It's red. Fiery red. Number five is C. Number six, in Revelation 4:3, John saw a rainbow round about the throne, the color of an emerald. What does this rainbow depict? D, God's covenant and mercy. Number seven, what is typified by the white raiment of the 24 elders? B, righteousness. So number seven is B, righteousness. Number eight, the 24 elders are seen wearing crowns of gold. What are these crowns literally? It would be D, victor's wreath. Number eight is D. Number nine, in Revelation 4:5, what do the lightnings and the thunderings proceeding out of the throne symbolize? E, God's power. Number nine is E, God's power. Number 10, what is symbolized by the seven lamps of fire burning before the throne? B, seven angels with authority from God to pour out the plagues. So number 10 is B. Number 11, what is symbolized by the sea of glass like unto crystal? D, God's permanent cleansing for the saints. So number 11 is D. Number 12, chapter 4, verse 6, John sees four beasts. What is the best literal rendering for the word for beasts? E, living creatures, right. And number 12 is E. Number 12, or 13, whom do the four beasts symbolize? Whom do they symbolize? It would be E, the last day overcomers from the Philadelphia church age. D? Okay, how come it wouldn't represent them? It's talking actually probably about the end time overcomers, the church that has come to perfection. And see, it gets into this idea that all the raptured saints are the bride, but not all the bride is the man-child. The man-child is going to be the actual cherubim. That's going to be the most intimate position. And that's the church of Christ that comes to perfection in the end time. So those living beasts then would represent them and not all the raptured saints. And where you get a lot of that theology is from passages in the Old Testament, where you see the cherubim, and they're all unified, and they're ministering on the earth, and they're administrators of God's holiness, and they're moving in power. And that's not talking about all the raptured saints down through history, because they're all there on the earth at one time ministering together. And at one time they're below the sea of glass, the awesome crystal, and they're there all together in unity, something that the church has never experienced. Okay. Does that make sense? You for E? Or you thought that might be it? So you put basically all the raptured saints. Yeah, that would be it. Number 14, the four beasts are said to be in the midst of the throne and round about the throne. What in the Old Testament corresponds to this configuration? C, right? C, the cherubim in the Holy of Holies of Solomon's Temple. 14 is C. Number 15, according to tradition, the faces of the four beasts were found somewhere in the Old Testament dispensation. Where were they found? A, on the standards of the four tribes of Israel. Number 15 is A. Don't tell the pastor we're teaching tradition here. I'll hear from him in a hurry. Number 16. What is meant by the phrase, the pastor loves tradition, doesn't he? False. False.
16.
What is meant by the phrase, the root of David? Well, in Revelation chapter 5, verse 5, it would be C, Jesus, who was David's source. Number 16 is C. Of course, as to his deity. Number 16 is C. 17 in chapter 5, verse 8, every one of the elders and the beasts had harps and golden vials full of odors. What do these odors represent? B, prayers offered by the saints. So 17 is B. Number 18, which of the following features of Solomon's temple has no counterpart in the vision of God's throne room in Revelation 4 and 5? E, the veil. So number 18 is the veil. Okay, any questions on those? Yes. On four sides? Oh, I see. On the four sides. How many others put that? Because of that. Number 15, B. But see what it's saying, though, on the four sides of the tabernacle. Really, what this question is trying to say is actually on the tabernacle itself, on the four sides, like on the wall, each one of the walls, on the outside walls. Oh, I can see what you're saying, though. Boy, I tell you, that's the hardest thing in the world. When you know that the student knows the answer, but he marks it wrong. And he marks it wrong because, you know, just a misreading of the thing. So bad you want to just say, okay, go ahead. But you... I give you my sympathy. Yeah. Well, it really is not really what the picture is actually talking about, though. In other words, in spite of Satan's raging, that is true, God's throne still stands. But that really is not the significance of what John is seeing there when it talks about the throne is being established. God's throne, of course, is always going to stand. But the significance of the way it's rendered there, was being set, indicating it was not fully set at that time, is that you see these glorified individuals there in that throne room picture, showing that God is now, as it were, equipping the throne room with these saints. And that really is the picture, is that the throne is in the process of being established. Yeah. Right. Anything else on those? Let's look at part two, check all that apply. Number one, which of the following facts help to show that the elders and or beasts are saints and not angels? I would say all of them. All of them should be checked. All of them should be checked. And you might wonder about D, the four beasts are seen in connection with God's throne. See, that actually helps you to understand that they are saints because they are actually there in the throne and round about the throne. So they are seen in connection with that throne. Now, in a sense, you might say, well, aren't the angels seen in connection with that throne? And that would be true, too. But the fact that, see, we're not ruling out that the angels are not around the throne of God. But what we are saying is that when you see the four living creatures in connection with that throne, and when you consider the fact that that's the position that God has reserved for man, is that man would be there in the throne of God, then that is a reason for making them men. See, so that is a reason that should be checked. That true? Does that sound? Does that make sense? Okay.
Men or angels.
Yes.
And D, is true for both men and angels. And that's not
yeah, that's... You know, I think I agree with you on that. I think I do. I think I agree with you on that. Yeah. What am I going to do? let's don't mark that one wrong. Because he's got a valid point. That is a good point. And I don't think that you can... You know, I don't think I can dogmatically say that that's not a valid point. So we're going to go ahead. And don't mark D wrong. In other words, if they don't have D checked, then don't mark it wrong. If they do have it checked, then don't mark it wrong. Yes?
Okay, similarly on letter E, don't the angels also have a chief position of worshiping God in
worshiping? Well, now E, Yeah, but E, I think E should be checked, and the reason why is that here we see these beasts, and they are bursting out in praise, and a couple times it tells you that they actually begin praising God, and then when they begin, then the elders begin, and then it always tells you that the angels join in. And so there is a picture here that makes it real clear that, in a sense, they are actually leading that. And that really is a position and a function that God has called His people to do, is to praise and to sing God before the Lord and so forth, and then the angels join in that. It's part of the calling that we're going to have in heaven.
In class, you were saying that the angels took our place first, and then as we come into our fullness, we move the angels out of that place, as it were, to take that place.
Uh-huh.
And because of that, I was doing the same thing on you.
So you were, in other words, you left it blank.
Right.
The beasts have
and
a...
Well,
that's a thought, but the thing is you got to deal with the passage with the time in which it's talking about. You know, you can't deal with it as far as the past. I know that, see what he's saying is, now aren't the angels leading in worship? Well, I suppose they are, but what we're trying to look at is Revelation chapter 4 there, and see it differentiates, and it calls the angels later on, something separate calls them angels, later on in the chapter. And so these beasts have got to be talking about someone, and that's a position of leading worship that God has reserved for man. Yes?
I don't understand why F is checked.
Why F?
F? I don't believe the angels have all the attributes of Christ.
Angels do not possess the attributes of Christ? That's why it's checked.
With all the four,
See, that's why it's checked, because the cherubim do have them. See, the cherubim do have the attributes of Christ, and so when you see them with these attributes... the face of a servant, of an ox, of a man, it has got to be talking about someone more than angels. So therefore you check it. Right? See, do you see what I'm saying? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Number H.
Letter H?
Yeah, letter H. I was going on that because
the
elders and beasts.
Well, They don't say anywhere that I know of that you've redeemed us. Now, of course, there's that manuscript variant, but still they are singing that song of redemption.
Yeah, they are, but the angels do too. And the thing is to prove that it's not
saying, but
they're saying,
but
not angels.
I don't know if the scripture would just say the angels sing that, though.
They wouldn't say that you've redeemed us. They might rejoice that God has redeemed man.
Yeah, let's hand these in.
Hi, Dan.
How are you? Of course, we haven't got to the real fun ones yet. Oh, those are extra. Thank you. I'll tell you. What's that? Almost. Yeah.
I had to flip it because I couldn't figure it out. The cherubim have four sets of each. Each one.
Boy, you know, now I can't answer that. Because that one is on the test.
We can just tell
you. So. Well, fun time, huh? Psalm number 13, Revelation chapter 4 and 5. What did Job say? He didn't like to touch on cherubim? That which I feared has come upon me.
Do you think Job was in Bible college?
Different kind of Bible college.
He was in the school of God.
I prefer this type.
Really, I do too. Greg's my canvas hot shirt, so it sounds like a pleasurable way to spend the day. I'd better study the chair again.
Right.
Learn from Joe's experience. You know,
right? Sorry, Bill.
Yeah, but let me just look at it here with Jen.
I think it's fairly challenging. I think it's not a real long one. I think it's all explanatory, pretty much self-explanatory. The only area that I want to bring to your attention is part three. And what you have to do is you have to match each statement concerning the cherubim with a letter of the correct scriptural or scripture passage. And just put an E, G, I, R, S, or T in each one of those. And of course you can use them over again. So number one and number two, you want to do that with them. Yes. Yeah, you have to. Okay, so you can make sure your name is written on it. Yes.
Okay. On part three, did you say that you could use any of the
other? Yeah, you have to. You run out of.
Okay. I'll be sitting back here.
Thank you. I
Mm-hmm.